I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, I was visiting our high school CCD classrooms. I visited two that one evening. And the first one I went into, I said, "Father, can we prove that Mary never had sin? Can we prove that she was immaculately conceived?" And I said, "Well, can we demonstrate it? No. But not all knowledge is reducible to the scientific method." I said, "But we can reason to it. That's philosophy. We can reason to it." And I use as my point of departure an artist. Now, I am not an art aficionado. I heard this from another priest many years ago. This artist's name is Whistler. I think he was from the United States. And he painted an image of his mother. She's sitting in a chair looking, it's like a profile. And apparently this has gotten just enormous critical acclaim in the artistic world, in the world of art. And he was being interviewed, maybe by an art critic or something, and the interviewer, the reporter, said, "How did you create such an image of your mom, such an incredible image?" And he said, "Well, you know how it is. If one is going to portray one's mother, one does it just as perfectly as one can." That makes sense. I mean, just think, if you had the chance to portray your mom, whether it's in art or some other way, or if you had the chance to create your mother, how'd you do it? Every one of us would say, "Well, I'd make her as perfect as I could." Well, we all have limitations. We're not perfect. But Jesus did. Jesus is God. God created his own mother. And he did it just as perfectly as he could. How perfect was that? Immaculately conceived. No sin. Now, think too, if you will, about the importance of that, the necessity of it. I mean, maybe this is where we can get to a logical proof. Imagine if the most important person in your world, the most important person in the world to you, was going to pay a singular, unique visit to you at your house. What chair would you put out for them? Would you go in the basement and get your nicest folding chair? Say, "Here." Or would you be like Archie Bunker? Remember him? You remember the episode when Sammy Davis Jr. came over to the house? Remember, in All in the Family, nobody was allowed to sit in Archie's chair except Archie, lest you have to deal with the wrath of Archie. But when Sammy Davis Jr. came over, "Here, Mr. Davis, take my chair." Remember, Edith's wasn't so nice. Archie's was the nicest one. Why did Sammy Davis get Archie's chair? Because of the dignity of the guest. Where was our Lord going to reside? In the womb of Mary. No folding chairs there. The best. Nothing but the best. In fact, not even a chair, but a tabernacle. A tabernacle that is lined with gold, pure gold. How is gold refined? 7 times in the fire. All the impurities burned away. No impurities. Immaculately conceived. Not for her sake. Not for Mary's sake. For our Lord's sake. Because that and only that is what he deserves. Now, take it a step further. Was she simply immaculately conceived and preserved without sin until Jesus was conceived and then born? I mean, it says that she had no relations with Joseph until her firstborn came. Does that then mean necessarily so that she and Joseph had relations after? No. Until is not a term of necessity. Go back to the Old Testament. You see in 1 Chronicles 13, David and the Israelites carrying the Ark of the Covenant. What was the Ark of the Covenant? The Ark of the Covenant was the place where God resided. That was the place of his presence. And they were bringing him back to, I believe it was Jerusalem, bringing him back, the Ark back. And as they were going along, the Ark started to tip. So it was on what's called beers, not B-E-E-R-S. And we're from Wisconsin. We have to make sure we're clear about our terms here. Or rather a beer, which is these poles. And it was mounted on these poles and had attendants. It was being carried by oxen in this case. And the oxen stumbled. And the Ark, this presence of God, started to tip. And there was an attendant there, Uzzah, who with all beautiful intention reached out just to steady the Ark. When he touched the Ark, he was struck dead on the spot by God. It says that God's wrath flared up and struck Uzzah dead on the spot. That begs the question, what kind of God are we dealing with here? That's a serious question. I mean, he's just trying to steady the Ark. He had no ill intent whatsoever. There's the literal reading, and then there's the spiritual reading. You've heard me mention biblical typology. That word means that a place, a person, an event in the Old Testament is a prefigurement of something or someone in the New Testament that will fulfill that which appeared in the Old. The Ark in the Old Covenant is a biblical type of Mary, the Ark of the New Covenant. Where the Ark of the Old Covenant held the presence of God in the Old Testament, not a different God, same God. Now, in the New Testament, there has to be a new Ark. Where was God going to reside? In the womb of Mary. The new Ark of the New Covenant. And where the old Ark of the Old Covenant could not be touched by man, neither could the new Ark of the New Covenant be touched by man, even with the most beautiful intention. Not even Joseph. Perpetually virgin before, during, and after the birth of Jesus. This is the dignity that God has manifest on Mary, again, not because of her, but in glory to God. But because of this dignity, we give Mary what's called hyperdulia. That's a Latin term which means the highest honor. We do not worship Mary. That's reserved for God. That's called adoration. And that's only reserved for God. We don't bow before Mary. We don't genuflect before Mary. But we do genuflect before our Lord. He's God, she is not. But she is his highest creation. She's the model for us. Her will was perfectly united to the will of God, her Father, God, her Son. So we give her hyperdulia, the highest honor, but we reserve our adoration for God Almighty. The purity that's required to receive God. And in just a few minutes, you and I are going to be walking tabernacles. Are we purely prepared? Do we have no stain of sin, mortal sin? There we give God adoration and Mary honor by coming up to receive Him and to say, Fiat. Mihi secundum verbum tuum, be it done unto me, Lord, according to your will. As we begin, there's a 3-year Eucharistic renewal in the United States. It's begun with the Conference of Bishops. We'll be hearing more of it. Give God your adoration tonight and every day of your life. And let me encourage you, at least once a week, come and give Him adoration here before the Blessed Sacrament, here in His house.